I said it before and I'll say it again. Life moves pretty fast. You don't stop and look around once in a while, you could miss it.
It's the Tommy John Show. What's going on? I'm Tommy Johns, and I'm joined by Danny Boy. Danny Boy over there in sunny
Dunkin' Donuts.
At Dunkin' Donuts, sipping on a hot cup of Joe and eating a couple donuts. What's up, dude?
Oh, you know, just eating some donuts, living my life, having a bagel. You know how it is.
A bagel? Bagel. Yeah, you know, like, you mean the host of Just Because Podcast?
Bagels McGee. So if a seagull flies over the sea, it's a seagull, right?
Yeah.
But what if it flies over the bay?
It's a bagel.
Yeah, it is. Hell damn, yeah. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
What's up, man? How you been? Well, how was your week?
It was a good week. Good week. I've been actually, a lot of my free time has been going into that app, Quid.
Quid.
Yeah, over 400 buckaroonies, actually. While we speak, I just sold a card for 99 cents.
Holy smokes, dude. You're taking it to the moon.
Taking it to the moon with
to the moon.
GameStop. And so I want to talk about something.
What?
Do you hear that?
Is that I hear like a little...
Okay, it's gone, yeah.
There's a ghost, don't worry.
So your viral... I remember last time we talked.
Yeah.
It was only at 230 likes. I think 200, maybe 240, whatever you said.
TikTok.
Your TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I went viral. I'm TikTok famous. I've been interviewed by, you know, a lot of people, you know. It's but yeah, at currently I think it's standing about 20.2 thousand likes at this point, over 160,000 views.
That's so insane, considering, like, I remember, and I'll be honest, you were like, yeah, they're like, it's going, like, viral, and you're like, it's 230 likes. I was like, yeah, I think I said last week, I was like, well, when it gets to, like, 1,000, let me know.
Something and I saw you, like, the next day, I think it was
already,
like,
700. The next day, it was, like,
7,500. Oh, like, yeah, it was, like, yeah, it jumped off a bunch.
I checked it. I was like, okay, fucking, it did go viral.
Yeah, man, and, it was a wild couple days.
You know it was funny?
What?
I follow Matt. So Matt posted one about Mr. Beast.
Oh, yeah. And it went viral.
It's like 88,000.
Yeah.
It's like 88,000 likes. It's like, well, I was. It was just funny. You posted yours, and Matt's like, oh, I can't have this. Like, I can't. I mean, Tom's got a viral video. I got to. And within, like, I remember I was watching his, and I was like, Jesus. His got up there quick.
Yeah, he's got a lot of followers, and like he's in the Mr. Beast algorithm, right?
Yeah, 100%. It was such a perfectly timed video. It wasn't long, it was short, and I was like, damn. Because I was watching yours too. I followed yours and I kept checking in. I was like, oh, nice. It was good. You've stagnated a bit on your likes because you were fucking. It was fucking running. And that's how you know as far as who they're showing it to.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Matt's has stagnated a bit now. He's at, I think, 88,000 likes. But he grew like 10K followers in that.
It's crazy, man. I mean, the Mr. Beast, like, so for those of you who don't know, Matt, our cousin Matt, is Discount Mr. Beast. Mr. Beast is a YouTuber. He's pretty big. And Matt looks like him, like a bigger version of him. And he's just made a whole channel on TikTok about, looking like him and
looking like Mr. Beast
and people go crazy. And I've seen some Mr. Beast stuff. I don't get it, but that doesn't mean
I've been on Mr. Beast since. That's why I'm on Quid. That's why I've made over $400 on, because I got me and Matt's name, YouTube channel name, in a Mr. Beast video that has over 30 million views.
That's crazy.
But the problem is, it's literally Like it's like the Sully kind of thing in Monsters Inc. where it's like I'm in a TV show. You're like where he's blocked off. We're literally we are at the last 30 seconds.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And we're at the last like 5 seconds of that 30-second shout out. So like when you know the other videos were. It, like two videos pop up and was like, watch the next video. You can see our name in like the lower left hand corner.
Yeah. So yeah.
No one watches to the end of most videos anyway. So like it did not, it's cool because
yeah, you know,
it's cool to have your name in a guy who has 54 million followers, but
no,
he is in that video as well, but he's not My Slacker Mind anymore.
Oh yeah. He's not. I mean, so Mr. Beast, help me understand him. He's just giving away shit, right?
Okay, so funny enough, his first sponsorship, like mm-hmm. his first big sponsorship, came from Quid, which is that site. They gave him 50 grand, and he did 5 videos where he gave away $10,000, and that's okay. what it started. And from then on, he just like would just give away money.
But what was he doing prior to that?
So prior to that, he was doing literally anything to get famous. He was doing Minecraft videos, but then he started doing like he would say for like 24 hours straight, he mm-hmm. would read every letter or read every word in the dictionary. He would say PewDiePie for 24 hours straight. He would like his videos were just him doing the most insane shit. Like for 24, he would cut a using plastic knives, he cut a table in half. Like,
okay.
And it took him like 18 hours, but he just made videos on. He's been on since he was like 14 years old.
Got
he's
it.
Just been making videos. And he started to pick up steam because he just started doing like saying, like Jake Paul 100 times, watching Jake Paul's music video 200,000 times. Like, he just did ridiculous shit.
Ridiculous stuff. I mean,
and
it's...
Then, and yeah. then he got sponsored. He got up to, I think, 1 million, 2 million, and then he got sponsored by Quid, and then he started making... He realized, like, he did, like, Twitch videos. I gave 20 grand to my favorite Twitch streamer. Like, he has videos like that.
Oh. Where
he's just... He's on top of whatever the next trend is, Twitch, Fortnite. He was giving, like, money to Fortnite streamers.
Got it, and, got and it.
That was popular. You know, he was giving money to – he did one where Ninja, he donated – Ninja was doing something for charity where everything you donated went to charity, and how you donated was he was playing Fortnite. If you donated like $1,000, he'd drop his weapons like mid-game. So Mr. Beast just like donated like – $20,000 and kept making him drop his weapons when he had to like fight people. So like it's just that's what he started with, and now he's fucking doing. He's got 54 million followers. Got yeah. like 14 million followers on TikTok. Probably a couple million on Twitter. He's doing real well for himself.
Yeah, oh yeah, like, I mean, so from what I can gather,
people call him the president of YouTube. Like now. He runs YouTube, like even more than, even though fucking Ninja has 100 million followers, mm-hmm. Mr. Beast runs shit on YouTube.
I mean, from what I can gather, he is a stellar businessman.
100%, and he's been on the podcast what's his name?
H3.
Yeah, H3H3, that's what it is.
With Ethan Klein.
Yeah, like, and if you just listen to him, if you just listen to this, like, what he's trying to do, like, what he's listening, he's like, yeah, well, he's like, you get it all off on your taxes. He's like, I'm constantly just reading. He's into chess. He's in, like, the mm-hmm. things he's into. He's an intelligent man, and he's a very good marketer.
Yeah.
I think he's a brilliant when it comes to marketing, and he understands it, and he understands like the analytics of all of it. He takes the data in, and he's able to take that data. Like he was one of the first who understood that, like not one of the first, but he capitalized on your YouTube thumbnail. He understood what you needed. Like, YouTube thumbnail is a lot of getting people in, and like it rotated to a point where it was like minimal text. You just want like one big text and a picture and something to draw people. Like,
yeah.
And he understood that. And a lot of you, like, that's what you have to understand. And the more you understand as far as the whole landscape that you're trying to, because, you know, that's what you're trying to manipulate it in a way.
Yeah.
He just gamed YouTube. One of the best, I think. He is, what he has done, it's been 4 years and he's at 54 million. I started following him in 2018. And he went from like 1 or 2 million to 54 million. So
it's crazy.
He really does understand.
Oh, 100%. Now, I mean, obviously, great marketer, right? And, you know, I understand why people watch it, but I don't. Is he capitalizing on that, I hope someone gives me $10,000, kind of. Is he 100%. Capitalizing on that? I don't think he's funny. So, he's not funny, right? He's not like a.
No, there's humor to it. So there is a humorous aspect. I will say this. I'm pretty sure. So people grow out of Mr. Beast in a sense. He targets. I don't know if he targets. He is a very younger, base age, like of
demographic.
Yeah, like the videos that he panders to more like probably kids under 14, that age group. But he also can, like, he doesn't just, like, he panders to them, but he breaks that with, like, because he's on Twitter. He does other things, but his YouTube is very just like, all right, guys, we're going to blow up fucking the world's most expensive fireworks. And while that's cool, you know.
Yeah.
I'm not going to keep watching those videos. It was cool, but kids will. Kids will be like, cool. Oh. And there is that, like what you said, there's that aspect of like, this guy might just give him 10 grand to me. Like he does on Twitter, how he grew his Twitter was all he did would be like, share and like this and I'm giving away 10 grand to somebody. I'm giving away, share and like this and I'll give away Bitcoin to somebody. Like how he just utilizes money and giveaways to kind of grow his platform.
Yeah. I mean, giveaways are always like bring people in. That's what a lot of like smaller Twitch streamers will start doing. Like giving away, you know, on a Steam gift card or whatever, end of stream or whatever. And yeah, I mean, it works. It definitely works. It's one of those things where like maybe I'm the old fart here, and I just don't understand the appeal of watching it all, you know. But
well, I'm gonna be honest, I don't really watch YouTube anymore, like at all.
Well, I stopped in 2010, really. Other than like getting linked to YouTube.
2010? No. You did not stop in dude. You stopped using YouTube in 2010.
First or second year.
2014, 2015. Not 2010.
Maybe first or second year of college.
When you graduated high school, you stopped using.
I stopped going on to YouTube.
You stopped following people. Like you stopped being an active participant in like that community.
Yeah. So like I used to. I remember in high school, I would, you know, that would be a thing. I'd get home from school, turn on the computer, jerk off.
To YouTube.
Your
Jet Li. 10 best videos.
No, like I would turn it on, I would go onto YouTube, and then it would be like all my subscribed videos, and I'd go through the ones I wanted to watch. And I would do that pretty consistently. I probably did it in the first year of college too, because I was at dorm, had a lot of extra time. But when I started going to community college, I definitely fell off. And like I would follow certain people like on Facebook, and like they would post their, like I would still watch like Philip DeFranco's videos, but like I wouldn't go on YouTube to watch them.
Yeah. I don't think I've watched Philip DeFranco's videos on YouTube in a long time. Like, yeah. I watched his on Facebook.
Yeah, well, yeah. When I was still on Facebook, I'd watch it there. Now I'm on Twitter, and sometimes he'll post something. Maybe I'll click on it, and it'll take me to YouTube. But I'm not going to YouTube to interact, right? You know, and then other than him, like I would follow whenever Olin Rogers would release a video, which was not often. And by 2013, Vine came out, right? And I don't think I ever was on YouTube again. After Vine came out. I mean, like, obviously I was on YouTube. I'd go on to watch, like, music videos, you know?
It's funny because when, like we're in the TikTok age, TikTok era. And when you're in it, you're like, what else is there? There's not going to be anything else. You don't think, like, TikTok's not going to be forever.
No.
Like, people don't realize, like, YouTube wasn't forever. Nothing is forever. People... Mm-hmm. And TikTok will – there will be something else. There will always be something else. That's what you need. YouTube is still here, but it's not the – like, YouTube had its fucking
– It's more of a landing spot from all the other platforms, right? You build your following else – I mean, like, some people – I think you could still build a following on YouTube – especially for like specific genres like makeup and stuff like that. Like people do go on.
No, I'm not saying YouTube's dead.
No, it's not dead. Like, but it's changed what it was. It used to be you go to YouTube.
YouTube's not the top. Like TikTok is the top app. As far as like
that kind of content creation.
You can't argue with just users and TikTok. That's where it is. That's where for now.
For now,
give it five. I think TikTok will be around maybe 3 years. Five's a lot. Give it 3 years. I give it 3 years of being at. But the question is, where does it go? You know, like trying to think like, okay, YouTube, like YouTube is it makes sense, you know? And then there's TikTok. TikTok makes sense because guess what? It's just YouTube, but much shortened. It's literally they took YouTube and they're like, all right, how do we fucking fast food YouTube? Let's do the McDonald's of YouTube. Oh, that's TikTok. Or that's Vine at first.
Yeah.
And then TikTok expanded it because – and now Instagram's integrating shit. But
I will say that
what's next? Like, what comes after? Like, how do we
– we don't know.
Do we go from TikTok?
We're just along for the ride. I mean, I think TikTok probably has a lot more longevity than we think because I do believe – so that, like, the beautiful thing about TikTok is the algorithm. It is so – keyed in on showing people what they want to see.
Yes, and 100% agree.
So like for example, you look at Facebook, right? Facebook died because basically the older generation started getting on, and we couldn't really escape that. And that became it's become where
dude,
they
literally
live.
Facebook is boomers now.
It's all like, boomers.
It's all and, it is. It's
and
all
they're
it is.
All annoying.
And boomers just like my opinion. Here's my opinion of, but it's not even their opinion. It is a video of their, what they think. And you're like, I don't fucking, okay, well, we're no longer friends with that person. And that's what it is. And then you don't hear from them. And then they, half the time they connect with their old fucking high school roommates. And they're like, this is the greatest thing I've ever, because like, they haven't been on this shit.
But here's the deal with TikTok, the boomers are going on TikTok too, but it's keeping them together. It's like segregating them, you know, like because the algorithm's showing them each other. It's not showing them like my stupid fucking video about a pizza cleaner, you know.
It's very interesting. I have multiple TikToks because I've
no need to brag.
Had multiple. No, I'm it's kidding. Not to brag. I'm it's kidding. To say like Jeez. it's very interesting what each algorithm, what you like, and what they show you.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
if you go a little Republican, and like one video of something that, it sends you down like a fucking
a wormhole.
Oh
yeah.
God! Oh no! But it's like a terrible wormhole of like terrible people where you're like Jesus Christ. I liked one video where it's like he makes a good point, and it like was shifted Republican. It's like all these people who were like Trump. You know, yeah. Like Jesus, and it's so polit. Like you don't realize how many different like sex, not sex, sex, like sec.
Sections.
Is that Of Twitter there are, or not Twitter, of TikTok. Because
same with Twitter too.
People may never see other parts of it.
True.
You're like, it just shows you what you'll like or what they think you'll like. And it's crazy. It is crazy to think about that you will never see the, like, you'll see the super popular ones. Again, it's just like a puppy going like, hap, hap, happy puppy, happy puppy. Like, I've seen that one fucking a million. Yeah, happy dog. Hap. And that one has like 4 million views. But then once you start getting into
Seen that one. It was crazy.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
It's like a puppy dog with, he has like a disability where he like kind of, his back feet jump up. And every time he's like, the guy just sings and the dog like jumps to the beat. And he's like, hap, hap, happy dog. I'm a hap, hap, happy dog. And he's like, back feet are jumping. But it'll eventually show.
Well, I feel like now I don't need to say, I think that was,
you don't,
that
you
was
really
enough.
Don't need to see it. That's what it is. But the fact that there's so many, like, there's millions upon millions of people that get routed to only specific videos. And it's almost like the news, in a sense, that it just blows smoke up their ass. It's like, yeah, here's your opinion, and being reiterated back to you. So whatever you think is correct, this will give you kind of, it'll strengthen your argument.
Yeah.
Because it'll give you only the shit you want to see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kind of like, it's like, I only watch Fox News because they tell the truth.
Well, yeah, that's the beauty
of... people say that.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy. But, you know, it's TikTok, man. I mean, I'm happy at the algorithm that I'm at right now. It's a bunch of stupid shit.
I'm happy that people can make a living off of it. Like, I don't want to say, because it's very interesting. We live in a world where you can make videos and make, because I love the comedy aspect to it. There's a bunch of, like, lesser-known comedic actors who make videos, and I'm like, these are phenomenal. Yeah. The fact that, like, we have an app where I can be like, dude, that's hilarious. Like, I'm so glad I saw that. That made me laugh for a fucking minute, maybe more. And that's a lot of laughter.
Wait, I'll now, have, yeah, I mean, one of them is like, have you heard of this King Batch? No, I'm kidding.
He is on
TikTok.
Is he on TikTok?
Yeah, I get shown his videos every once in a while. Or usually people duetting them, but... You know, that's our new segment.
He's acting now. He's doing. I mean, I'm glad though those Viners were able to pivot to, you know, something more. Because some of them are actors, some of them are TikTokers now.
It's funny. I mean, Vine was interesting in a way that, like,
I really don't know how Vine failed. TikTok or Twitter bought it, and then they fucking.
Well, I don't even. I think the problem was they weren't paying attention to what was happening on the app, and the reason it got bad was the uncontrollable sponsored, like, Vine people, right?
Yeah, they kept getting sponsors. I was just like, these guys are just fucking selling.
It was like nothing was, like, the only thing good on it was like memes, and you can get that anywhere, and then people just didn't care anymore, you know?
So let's make a prediction. What's next? We have Vine, we have TikTok. What comes next? Can we even think?
I don't know how you fathom.
Here's my guess.
I think Clubhouse is getting it's getting pretty hyped up, and I don't know where it's going to go, because I scroll through it every once in a while, and I don't really love it, but I could see where it could be great. I don't know how that's going to – I think the technology might have to progress
a
little bit.
People pay for a Clubhouse invite.
Hmm?
People will pay for a Clubhouse invite.
Yeah. I mean – but, yeah, it's weird right now. It's almost like the original Facebook where it's so – Exclusive,
yeah. So my honestly, I think music will become almost stocks. You'll be able to purchase. I think the next thing is being able to, like say you were able to get on a fucking old country road or whatever fucking Lil Nas X, mm-hmm. like you could, like almost an NFT, you could open a pack and, oh, I pulled the old, I got my horses in the back. Like you pull that song and it's almost a stock in a sense.
Dude, that's so crazy. You just said NFT. Tomorrow or Friday is the first album that will come out as an NFT.
Well, I say that because Quid is going to be the app that I – NFTs are like super popular right now.
Yeah, it's Kings of Leon. Kings of Leon's putting out their album. It's going to come in the form of an NFT.
Oh, really?
Yeah. The band is dropping three types of tokens as part of a series called NFT Yourself. People involved in the project tell us Rolling Stone.
Smart.
Album package, live show perks, front row seats for life, third, you know. It's interesting. I don't really understand a lot of it, like, you know, but apparently also
you know what NFTs are, right?
Non-fat titties.
Fungible.
Yeah, no, non-fungible tokens. Fungible
tokens.
Yeah.
Fungible basically just means they are not the same. So there is a print count of a sense.
Yeah.
Non-fungible tokens mean every token is not worth the same amount. Bitcoin is a fungible token.
Yeah.
So it equals the same. All Bitcoins are synonymous with other Bitcoins as far as they're the same thing. But non-fungible tokens means they have a serial number and they are one out of X amount of whatever's. So
it's like
that's all a non-fungible token is. But that's what Quid is. They have been bought by a blockchain company and they're trying to turn all the cards into NFTs. And I think that's why I've been making so much money, because everyone thinks, because Logan Paul has been, he just made $3 million on NFTs.
Hell yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that could very well be the future. I mean, it's probably in some
NFTs
form.
NFTs will probably be the future, but yeah. I don't know if they're going to hold value. Like,
yeah.
I'll be honest.
It depends on what they are. I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I agree, because NFTs are also, you can build non-fungible tokens on blockchain cryptocurrency, like certain NFTs, like the dude that, what's his fucking name? Dave Portnoy from Barstool Sports.
Oh yeah. El Stule Presidente.
He's making an NFT, which is a non-fungible token that invests in the stock market and gets you returns. Like NFTs they don't just have to be like things that are only, you know, it doesn't have to be like collectibles. Mm-hmm. They can be other things.
Yeah. Side note, I don't think I hate someone more on the internet than Dave Portnoy. I despise that man.
Dude, that guy is, I understand it, but I think he is hilarious.
I don't think he's funny at all. Oh my God. This is the second time I've heard of it. I don't understand.
I know it's what you're saying is why I think he's hilarious, because the guy is, I don't think he's funny, but I think he made enough money to the point where he's like, I don't even fucking care.
He just
goes to places and he's like, I don't fucking care. My business is successful. Fuck you. And he eats pizza. He does half of it. I've watched a lot of his pizza reviews and he's like, his slogan is one bite. You know the rules. He takes like 8 bites every fucking time. Every time I watch his pizza reviews, he's like, one bite, you know the rules. And he's like, and then he bites the crust. Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. And I'm like, what do you mean one fucking bite?
I hate him. I hate him so much. And I don't even,
I don't hate him. I like him.
He's such an asshole. He's a total misogynist. No, he's a racist. Just bad person.
Everything you say, I get. But I don't know why I can't help I'm like,
oh God, he's from Boston.
When I watch his videos, yeah, and that, but that's what I get. I get that he's a Boston dude.
No, but he's like a caricature. He's not even.
Oh, 100%. 100%.
It's just like he's just like the it's just the shock humor. That's all it is. Yeah,
that's all it is. 100%.
Which is not. And he thinks that they're actual jokes, and they're not. They're just you're just saying something ridiculous.
No. Let's say they are jokes. They're jokes, but they're not well written, thought out. Like it's a type of joke, but it's a very it's. But he knows his crowd. He knows who the fuck is watching.
No, like, yeah. I mean,
I have watched so many Barstool sports things and been like, I hate this. They're not funny. They are literally Daniel Tosh's show, but they're not funny after. They're like, I think that guy who fucking hit a baseball. Like, it's so stupid. But it doesn't matter. It doesn't. He is the prime example of like, it's a good idea that. It doesn't matter if it's executed well because people are stupid.
Literally, the way
they'll buy whatever the fuck you sell them.
The way he grew his company was they sold it to frat bros and that's just how it grew.
But he knew
played on that humor.
Marketing, like you. So I understand. I'm not trying to take anything away from you, but there's a certain skill to it. There's a certain like he's like
he's
whatever.
A good businessman. There's no doubt he's a good businessman. That doesn't mean he's funny.
I was glad that you admitted that because I think he's a good businessman, but I think he doesn't fucking care. I think he will do anything.
But
to
he
get
does
in
care.
The
he does care that people think he's an asshole because he's doing this whole like this stunt, right? He's doing this whole stupid stunt where he's giving money to these small businesses, which is a nice thing. I don't want to take that away from him. But like he is using it right now as a way to be like, well, look at what I did. I did this nice thing, right? And, like to make up for all the shitty things he's done. And he's a great businessman and he's made a lot of money and you know, and I'd be an idiot to say he hasn't, right? Obviously Barstool Sports is huge. I just hate it. It's the worst. I mean, it's a plague on the society.
Gonna be honest, I completely get it. When I watch his videos, I know who he is. I'm like, I mean, I don't know him personally, but when I watch him, like, this guy's an asshole. He's an asshole, and it's funny. It's funny to watch. Like, he's a Bill Burr type of guy.
Like, I don't even – but I like Bill Burr.
I'm not trying to – Bill Burr is, when it comes to writing jokes, is 10 times better. But you can see the Boston, like, I don't fucking care. He's like, fuck him.
Yeah,
like,
but like, I would say I understand. And that I'm not, I mean, I just threw the Boston part in there because I just in general hate Boston people. But like,
Boston-y.
But like, at least Bill Burr is, I think, emotionally intelligent, right? Like outside, like, you know, obviously as a persona on stage, but like when he is speaking and you watch him in interviews and podcasts or whatever, he has this like emotional intelligence to him. Dave Portnoy, I think he's very insecure and it kind of reeks in what he does and how he acts. And I don't know. I mean, it is what it is. We don't need to talk about Barstool Sports.
I'll be honest. I've watched a decent amount of Barstool.
I mean, I've watched it too, because all my coworkers watch
and
it.
And I will agree that someone that is insecure has to jump when people. Like when they kind of contradict your what you think of yourself, and he does that. Like whenever you cross him, but I don't know if that's
it is. I mean, even I remember
that's just Boston because
I don't think that is.
I have friends from Boston, and literally, like I played D&D with people from Boston and Pat and. He was like, yeah, they're kind of like assholes. And I was like, no, that's just who they are. Like,
yeah. But they aren't.
There is that aspect to it.
Yeah, 100%. But I mean, for him, I mean, I remember when I followed Pat McAfee when he started Heartland Barstool or whatever, right? And I listened to his podcast, and Portnoy would come on, and like he, like it just, even beyond all the other stuff, like I remember his girlfriend, I guess, slept with his Soul Cycle, her Soul Cycle instructor or whatever, and like left him, and like everything after that became like, you know, making fun of like, you know, Soul Cycle things and stuff like that. And it was like, oh man, he's hurting inside, doesn't know how to let it out in a healthy way, you know. It was like he's just, it's just a lot of, you know, bad in there. But that's my take on him. No, you know, obviously he's very successful and much more successful than me, but you know, maybe that's why I hate him.
That doesn't always just like, because you're just thinking in regards, if you ever met him, like he could always, because you say that because if you ever had to go up against him, he'd be like, well, I made a lot of more money than you. I'm like, well, that doesn't justify it. Like that, just that logic doesn't justify everything you've fucking done, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
like,
yes,
he has made money, and he has, like, I do like the piece reviews because I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, it's a good idea.
Regardless of if he did it, like, I think of it, like, if I thought of it, you know, like, I'm like, that's a good idea. Reviews, one bite, whatever. He does it good enough. It doesn't
I still watch those. Because anyone in Jersey, because like, I, you know, I travel all over the state, I try anyone that he tries. Just to, like.
Yeah, so you see, you do.
I understand.
Have some respect for him.
It's interesting. Well, everybody sends them to me because they're like, have you been there? And I'm like, I guess I'll look at this. I mean, I watched the DeLorenzo's one. I just, you know, had to see how he felt about it. And
he says he does a lot in New York, too. And, yeah. And I do think he does have a decent improv comedic timing. Like I know you don't like him, but just the fact, like, when he comes out and people, like, the people he meets on New York or New Jersey – he does have a good, he's good with improv. Yeah. And I'll give him, like, he can, and it's,
he's
Boston
got the gift
improv.
Of gab.
It's like, oh, he's like, well, fuck it. Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
But I will give him that. You can't discount that. Like, that is a talent. You know, some people, like, I can come out and fucking eat pizza and people be like, why eat pizza? I'm like, leave me alone, sir.
Yeah.
But that's not going to be funny. You're not going to want to make a YouTube. Like, but he has a good rapport with, like, he'd be like, all right, this fucking guy, the homeless guy, he doesn't even fucking think it's, I should eat this. He's been around the block. He's been around for a while.
But all that said, I hate him. I don't find him funny, you know. But, I think my biggest problem is I think the culture that he breeds, the cult of personality, is dangerous for our society just because, people
I would not disagree.
People watch it. People, like, our age, but, like, mostly, like, college-age kids and some, like, older high schoolers watch it, and they watch that and, like, I should be like that, you know, and everybody else. And then it just spreads.
I think in the early, Barstool has evolved, but in the early, like Instagram Barstool, like what it was, it was literally just like hot chicks. And
yeah,
like, but I think he just, I don't know. Like, I don't know him as a person, and I think he was just like, that fucking shit sells. Like, I don't know if he was just a good businessman. I'm like, well, let's just fucking get big because guess what? This shit sells. Because half of Barstool was just hot girls. That's literally beginning of Barstool was just hot girls, hot girl, hot girl. And now Barstool is more just like Daniel Tosh type shit.
Yeah.
It's just like sports related Daniel Tosh type shit. It's like, oh, well, let's find funny videos and get literally people who should not be talking about this to talk, be like, make a silly fucking joke.
Yeah, but you know, that's enough on Barstool, I think. But speaking of Barstool, I don't know if that's a good segue. You still walking the dog?
Every day.
How do you feel about it right now? How do you feel? Do you feel safe?
Do I feel safe?
Do you feel safe walking the dog?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Do you know what happened?
With a dog?
With a dog walker recently, a famous one?
Was this Lady Gaga's dog walker?
Yeah, you didn't. You heard.
Shot?
Shot in the chest.
I actually don't know what happened. I've just heard bits and pieces to the
From
point
other
where I can
dog
act.
walkers?
I could have easily acted like I knew, but I really don't know what the fuck happened.
You don't
But
hang
I
out here.
heard like I no, I just heard multiple things. It was something about Lady Gaga's dog walker. Someone mentioned something. He was shot a bunch of times, and they found her dogs, and
Yes. So he was walking, I think it was a he, was walking her dogs, as a dog walker would do. Makes sense.
Makes sense.
And some car pulls up. There's a video of it, and they come out, and like I guess he like kind of fights them a little bit, or like, you know, it's like, I'm not giving up these dogs. And then they just shoot him, like point blank in the chest. He survived. He survived. And they stole the two dogs, and I think a third one ran away, and then it came back and waited with
And
his
got
body.
shot.
No, like while I guess like the ambulance is coming. Yeah, man, it's crazy shit. And
I really didn't know that. I
she
really I've
posted,
heard the story. It's Lady Gaga, right?
yeah, she posted a $500,000 reward for the return of the dogs. And someone brought him in that knew the people that she obviously like they didn't get the reward. And the guy's gonna live. I think he's gonna make a full recovery. But like, man, it's like he's set for life. You think?
The guy that shot?
The guy who got shot. Like now it's like, you
The
know,
dog walker?
like especially since like it's on video that he's like trying to like make sure the dog, like it's not like he was like, here, take the dogs, don't shoot me. He was like, these dogs are staying with me, you know?
This guy got shot for those dogs.
He got shot for those dogs. Like Lady Gaga has no choice but to like, hey
I
man, you
agree.
want a house?
Yeah.
Like, you know,
Oh,
what do you want?
100%.
It's pretty wild, man. So I mean, do you feel like it's, do you think this was an isolated incident? Do you think all dog walkers across the country have something to worry about?
I mean, I don't know if I'd, with the dog that I walk, I don't know. Like, if someone came up to me like, I'll fucking shoot you if you don't give me that dog, I'd be like, okay.
I
I
mean, yeah,
can't say.
you just give the dog, right?
I
That's like the
mean,
play.
I get paid $20 a day to walk a dog. I don't want the dog to die, but if someone was gonna shoot me, I'd be like, well, I wish I could say that I would be that guy that'd be like, ah, no, pow.
This
But
dog stays with me.
I'd be like, I just got shot for a dog that I make $20 on.
Oh my God. I
This
mean, I
dog
have to
bites,
imagine
and then this
Lady
dog
Gaga's.
bites people.
Yeah,
Like,
bit me
it's not like
once.
it's a, it's a, oh, this is the best dog in the world. This dog has bitten multiple people. So, if I was gonna sit there and be like, yeah, let me get shot for this dog, Lady Gaga would not have bought me a house. Lady
Yeah.
Gaga, if you're listening to this, because you probably are, I'll take a house. I'll defend your dogs.
Here's the question. Would you walk her dogs now? Do you think they
Yeah,
were
100%.
targeted?
No. I
You
mean, I just think statistically the odds are probably low that they get targeted again. You know, no one's looking at that's like, have you ever seen that TikTok where the guy one guy's like, there were these two people interview this guy and he's like, well, what do you do for fun? He's like, I go to places that had just had terrorist attacks.
Oh,
Like,
yeah, I
what?
did see that.
They're like, what? He's like, well, I mean, it's real cheap and you get great fucking security. Like the whole thing. That's, I mean, basically, I would walk Lady Gaga's dogs. The odds of her, of the dog walker getting mugged again are not high. I think
Yeah.
they're much lower statistically.
Unless like those people were like been watching Lady Gaga's house and like, all right.
But why would they fucking go for the dogs?
Because
Again.
the five they she offered $500,000.
Yeah, but you think that they're gonna steal them from the guy they shoot again and then fucking be like, oh yeah, here,
I
we
think
found
they shot
these
him. I think it
compromise.
went wrong. I think it went bad, right? Like they're
You think
not
he was in
pros.
on it?
It reminds me of Seven Psychopaths, right?
Okay.
And they that's how they made money. They would steal dogs and people would do that. I think that they saw that movie and were like, maybe we try this, but like they're idiots, right? They're young, they're stupid, and then they, and then like it, like the guy resists. They're like, who the hell is going to resist us taking the dogs at gunpoint? And then this guy does, and they're like, oh shit, and they shoot him. Luckily, he doesn't die. And I don't know. I mean, I think maybe that was a plan. Who knows? I don't know.
I don't know, but
I think it happened down by where you might have used to live. Yeah. I don't know. Sierra Bonita?
Is oh, that's not even close to where I live.
I don't know.
I live in Korea.
No, no, before when like you lived closer to
Hollywood? I lived in Hollywood.
Yeah, but like isn't there a road called Sierra Bonita? Maybe that's what it was. Maybe that was
but
love.
That's not
Hollywood.
Sounds to where I lived on Cherokee Avenue.
I wouldn't know. I'm just guessing. Near. You lived there. I don't know.
I lived in Hollywood, so probably.
Now, yeah, no, crazy shit. I mean, you know, hopefully full recovery for that guy and probably like, you know, like the rest of his life taken care of by Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga.
Okay, I just wanted to. What is this word I wrote down? Oh, what the cluck, dude?
What chicken the cluck? Finger or chicken wings from?
No. Well, that's cluck you, man. There's a new. We went to a new hot chicken place over the weekend. Just opened in Highland Park, right outside New Brunswick, called What the Cluck. It was good. It was good. I just wanted to say that. It was good. But it was, they sold out the first 2 days that they were open, like by 3 o'clock, which is like crazy. We ordered, so it didn't open till noon. You had to online order. We ordered at noon and it was like 45 minutes. And then like they called us and like, oh, we actually aren't starting pickup until one. So you wait till one. We got there at one and then waited another like, might have been 30, 45 minutes. And we ordered right as it turned noon, which is like crazy. I don't know if they forgot our order, but like there were a bunch of people waiting and it's good. I don't think it's as good as Nam Keen, the other place in Chatham.
Yeah, that you were talking about last time.
But, you know, I could be not giving it a fair chance because they were like just opened and busy. So they're just getting their shit together. I'll have to revisit, try it again. Also, they had like more levels of spice and I like really hot. And I just went like with the hot because they had like a nuclear or whatever. So I didn't know how spicy that would get. And I was like, oh, I'll see how the hot is. They got the hot and it was kind of spicy. It wasn't really that spicy. So I think next time I got to get the hottest they have and really wreck my asshole.
You're a spice guy. I'm going to be honest. Today was a bad day for my asshole.
Yeah? What happened?
It was Taco Tuesday last night.
Oh, it's Taco Tuesday for us last night, too. What kind of tacos did you have?
We had Asian zing, in a sense. It was like, I don't know, but it was very spicy Asian tacos. Okay. And today was rough.
Yeah.
Rough. A lot of blood, a lot of sitting. And, I don't want to say constipation because I pooped a lot. But yeah. You get up and you're like, I still have to go.
Yeah,
but
yeah, yeah.
You're just like, in your stomach, it's uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah, I know. Oh boy, yeah. Do I know.
And that's what it was. It was just a spicy, I don't know what, maybe it was Taco Bell the day before. Taco Bell in Flemington is closed.
Closed?
Yeah, they're building shit on it.
Oh, are they renovating it?
I guess, yeah. I don't know. I went there for good. Very disappointed. I had to get, the other day, I had to get, the Switch you gave me?
Yeah.
I gave Amos my Switch cons, the, you know.
Joy cons. Yeah.
And I had to buy new ones.
So gotcha.
I bought the orange and purple.
Oh, nice.
Pretty cool.
Pretty cool. I'm going to need to get some new ones soon, too.
But I had to I sent him mine because his were they break easy pretty. That's what the guy at GameStop was like. You want to buy the whatever, $10 for the whatever. He's like, they break easy. I'm like, yeah, I think I do. I paid $10 to get the warranty.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I'll probably have to do that too.
Just because Amos is broke, and like four people I know has been like, yeah, my Joy-Cons are shit. I'm like, all right, cool. If they break within a year, I'll get new ones.
Yeah.
But I got some pretty, the purple and orange ones, and they look pretty cool.
They're sweet.
So, let me get back to plan. The only problem is mine won't link to a TV.
Your what won't link to
the
a TV?
The Switch. It won't link to it. Every time I connect it with an HDMI, it says you need to connect with the right or whatever it says.
Did you try using different HDMIs? Or?
Yeah, I have like four.
Oh, that's strange. Maybe something's wrong with the dock. I think you can start to order like new docks.
It might be Ozea's.
Oh, okay.
Because I went there, she needed my dock because she said she thought hers wasn't working. She tried it, and then I don't know if I took Ozea's or mine home. And now it says, like, use the whatever with that you got with your Switch. And I don't know if it's the HDMI cable you got with your Switch or whatever, or the base.
Yeah. Who knows? I mean, we'll have to troubleshoot it here at the Tommy John Show.
Yeah, Tommy John Show. We're troubleshooting switches.
Yeah. It's going to bring us to the rec room. Do you have anything you recommend, Dan? Or do you want to, you know, recommend somebody not do? I don't know. Whatever you want.
I mean, I don't want to recommend Quit again because I've recommended like two times. But yeah. it's really good now. Let me see. I'll recommend a book. You recommend first. You go. And then I'll recommend a book.
No, recommend the book first because I want to talk a little bit about what I'm recommending.
Oh, you want to talk about it? Okay. Let's see. I'll recommend. It's called The Emperor's New Mind. It's written by Roger Penrose. Yeah. I don't know if I've recommended this before. It's basically about he's a physicist, mathematician who he talks about AI and how AI and consciousness, whether or not AI is just based on different like permutations or different like computations, you know. Mm-hmm. He doesn't believe that consciousness is basically like, he doesn't believe that computers can reach what we consider consciousness because it's not just a computational thing. Like consciousness can't just be broken up into different computations.
Gotcha.
And throughout the book, he explains it based on the first couple chapters are he talks about I don't know if you saw that movie with Benedict Cumberbatch about Alan Turing.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes the computer, but he basically talks about Turing machine and the Turing test. The Turing test is basically a test to determine whether or not something is an AI or if it is indistinguishable from humans. So mm-hmm. you can ask a certain amount of questions to an AI or to a human and you cannot distinguish the difference, it passes the Turing test. So he uses that in the first couple of chapters to show what Turing machines cannot answer with consciousness, and then he goes on to explain how consciousness and reverse entropy has to do with, like, the reverse entropy is the second law of physics, pretty much, that says things will continue to get more and more complex just gotcha. Based on math, you know.
Sounds pretty well. Now, did you read this?
I listened to it on Audible.
Or, yeah, did you consume this book? In kind of some preparation for your novels?
Yeah, I mean, I listen to them to try and I listen to them to try and better understand time and infinities and things, and I've come up with a working it's for the second trilogy of the novels to try and comprehend how the character would make time travel and make, I think the most realistic, the most realistic form of time travel has to do with simulation and reverse entropy. Like I like his how he uses reverse and like if you can like reverse and or entropy is just things that, you know, just entropy is things will get more complex over time because you're interacting with more things. So if you reverse that, things will get less complex if you go backwards.
Gotcha.
So using that logic, if you can pinpoint things and understand things now, you can reverse them as far as on a simulation to get all the way back in time and understand time or understand how things would play out using the present state of things and reversing entropy. So I think it's interesting. But The Emperor's New Mind, written by Robert Penrose, don't listen to it on Audible.
Okay. Read it,
because the first chapter is a lot of binary and a lot of people just going 0010100. Like I listened to like 10 minutes of that shit and it's super boring. And they're just explaining how a Turing machine reads things and how it reads it in binary and how it can go on to an infinite. But just read it in like physical because Audible does not do it justice because it's super boring. You have to get past half of the binary shit.
Gotcha.
And that's like the first chapter, two chapters.
Well, sweet.
So, but
sounds like a dope book.
Yeah, if you're into physics and you're into mathematics, it's very interesting.
Now, it's funny you recommended that. My recommendation has something to do with your books and time travel is the show Dark on Netflix. Should I text you if you'd seen it? You never told me if you've seen it yet.
Yeah, I did, didn't I? Is that the one about time travel? I saw the first season.
Oh, you saw the first season?
The German one, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah. Did you watch the first season?
I'm on the second season now.
Yeah, yeah. I watched the first season where there's like a cave with a door leads to like three different places.
Places in time. And I mean so I can only technically really recommend the first season because I'm not done the second season.
Season's out.
I think it's season three just came out last summer.
Really?
So I'm binging through it right now. It's to me, I mean, so far it is the best form of media that has dealt with time travel that I've ever watched.
I loved it. Dude,
it's
it was cool.
The first season. And yeah, I don't want to spoil anything, but like there is like this idea of a kind of like it's like this is just like a character idea that I just love, like this guy, this person who is like a wanderer through time, you know, which, you know, I'll tell you what I mean by that after the show, Dan, just cause, you know, I don't want to spoil anything, but I think that's so cool. And I think it's so like, well written obviously the acting and the characters and the way it's shot. Because I had watched the first episode, I think, a while ago, like maybe like around when it came out.
I think I mentioned it after. You're like, I didn't really like it or something.
Because I never finished it.
I watched the whole season.
I think
like once I watched it, I went through it. I binged it.
Well, yeah, because like I think the first time I watched it, it was, you know, didn't watch it with somebody that was fun watching it with. And I think, anyway, it doesn't matter. And I think I was like, because people kept on saying to me, they were like, dude, it's like Stranger Things, but German. And I was just like, oh, well, I don't even really like Stranger Things that much.
That was what I think that was like the slogan, like, because I saw that multiple Stranger Things but German,
and then you watch it and it's like, this has, it's not even close, it's like blows Stranger Things out of the water. I mean, it's so good, so well written. And I watched an episode before, you know, we even came on, and like it the second season ups the ante for sure. I mean, it's like dealing with like a lot of stuff. It's like, you know, you really gotta like, I mean, but they do a pretty good job of kind of tying the ends to a certain extent. I mean, obviously, the story arc isn't done. I think it might only be the three seasons. I'm not really sure. I'll let you know once I get to the end of the second and third season. But pretty awesome. Yeah, couldn't recommend it more. And yeah, I mean, I recommend you continue watching it, Dan, for sure.
Yeah, you're on season two. I'm halfway through season two. I literally watched it with Jess back in when I lived in LA, and I loved it.
So good.
She didn't like it that much, and I was like, I love this show. I thought it was awesome.
Yeah, it's so cool.
I loved how it was filmed. I loved how, like, I thought it was shot well. I thought it was just the whole thing was done well.
So good. So good. But yeah, that's my recommendation. And I guess I never really said what the show's about. It's about like some kids go missing and people start to really, you know, figure out what's going on, and time travel like plays cave. A big part of it. And it's pretty freaking wild. So,
oh yeah.
But yeah, but
I might have to rewatch it because it's probably been 3 years since I think it's
worth rewatching the first season.
I remember when I watched it being like, this is fucking awesome. I'll have to rewatch it with Rachel because I don't want to rewatch it by myself. She would like it, and she would probably.
We just finished
The Mandalorian. Did you finish it?
Yeah, I finished it.
Okay.
How'd you feel about Luke showing up?
Oh yeah, well. Well, it's funny because I talked to Jacob about that, and I was like, it's fine, but it was so CG. It was so fucking, like, how his face when he picked it, like, my girlfriend was like, he looks so real. I was like, no, he doesn't. Like, his facial expressions, when he picks up Yoda and he's like, I'm like, that is so not real.
I know. I just thought it was stupid in general that Luke showed up. And then on top of that, the CG, you know, was, I don't know, whatever. It's a good show regardless, but.
Oh yeah. I'm not going to deny that. But the end, like, I knew what was going to happen because Matt said it, or Matt or Chris,
whoever said it.
Whoever said, I don't care.
Yeah, but I know. I told him that.
We were going, and her son was like, because it's on black and white, the first, he's like, oh, it's the one chick who has lightsabers, because she has a white lightsaber. Mm-hmm. He thought it was her. And then as soon as he saw the green light, he was like, it's Luke. And I'm like, I don't know. Maybe, it could be him.
I wish it was Mace Windu, honestly.
Dude, if it was Mace Windu, that would have been so much better.
Yeah,
that would have been like, not that Luke wasn't cool, but guess what? He's not fucking alive. Like, I mean, you can get the old Luke, but get Mace Windu, and everyone would be like, Mace Windu's alive.
He's got like lightning scars and stuff like that.
Yeah,
awesome.
I mean, you could make him like fucking the Fett. Whatever his fucking name is, Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Like, he's got scars and shit. And like make... I don't know. I just thought... I didn't see the end because apparently Boba Fett has his own show coming out.
Yeah, he has his own show.
I didn't know that.
They have, like, 10 million shows coming out. It's crazy.
We didn't... Yeah, well, that's what Jacob was telling me. He was like, yeah, we got this. And I was like, I didn't fucking know that. He's like, yeah. Well, you didn't watch the end of The Mandalorian? He's like, we cut it off after it ended.
Yeah, it was like a mid-credits
scene. Yeah, there's like an end credits scene.
But, yeah. All right. Well, that's going to do it for the show. You can find me at twitter.com/TommyJohns, patreon.com/TommyJohns, and nookshots.com. Find Dan at The Room of Rec. And got anything else?
You can find me at Twitter.
And you can find him. And goodbye, folks.
Watch you spill your beans, Tommy. Watch you spill